This recording is an introduction to the Fairlight Computer Musical Instrument. It's a collection of musical extracts which contain no sounds other than those produced by the Fairlight. The CMI can be used either to digitally synthesize new sounds or accurately perform acoustic and natural sounds which are digitally memorized directly from a microphone or tape. Remember, apart from my voice, the Fairlight has produced every sound you'll hear. Of a sample sound is necessary for it to play polyphonically right across the keyboard. The CMI digitizes the sound, turning it into thousands of numbers which describe its whole waveform. The CMI can then play the sound back at any pitch, modify it, and even combine it with other synthesized or sampled sounds. Once a sound has been created, it can be saved on floppy disk for later use. As well as the touch-sensitive keyboard, faders and foot pedals provide real expression control for every type of sound. These performance features control glide, vibrato, sustained loop timbre, touch-sensitive attack, level and decay. Versatile musician, a CMI, a multi-track recorder, and you really do have a one-man band. Keyboard sequencer records live keyboard performances which can be played back at any speed without pitch change. Extremely difficult phrases, normally a challenge to play, are made much easier for the CMI user. The sequencer also works like a multi-track recorder, allowing up to 8 individual parts to be overdubbed. Once a sequence is complete, it can be played using different sounds and even synchronized with other parts on a multi-track recorder. As well as its unique capabilities as a live performance instrument, the Fairlight can also perform music itself. This arrangement of Three Times a Lady has been typed in using the typewriter-style keyboard. Full control of expression has been entered as well, eliminating the mechanical feel usually associated with programmed music. Music composition language is simple to use because everything is entered in fairly standard musical terms. Compositions are simply typed in as A, B, C, and so on for the notes, together with information about timing and expression. string playback, faders and pedals can be controlled automatically as part of the composition or manually by the user in real time. Since the Fairlight sound sampling technique captures every detail of a sound, the natural warmth of acoustic instruments is retained. Take any natural sound and play it in pitch permits unlimited creative possibilities. Like the keyboard sequencer, a completed MCL score can play any sound. A composition can be completely arranged and tested before going into a studio, where time is money. Tape synchronization facility, up to 64 parts can be recorded on an 8-track tape recorder without any track bouncing. The Fairlight has been designed as a musician's instrument. Most of the composers performing on this tape have had no previous computer experience. This backing track was produced by a keyboard player after only a few hours instruction. Musicians with little technical background can also master the music composition language. All the remaining tracks on this tape have been performed this way. Using the music composition language, this piece was recorded on an 8-track tape recorder. Using the composition language, this piece was recorded directly from the CMI onto a stereo tape recorder. This canoe trip down the Murrumbidgee River is performed entirely by the music composition language and recorded on a multi-track tape recorder using the tape synchronizing feature. Perhaps the most authoritative comments about the Fairlight were made by Dr. Robert Moog, inventor of today's popular synthesizers. These comments were made at a musical industry presentation in Los Angeles.
Around that time that I was getting into the electronic musical instrument business myself, as a teenager and then a college student, Vladimir Yuzhachevsky, a new member of the Columbia Music Department, was experimenting with tape recorders. And his was a very big invention. His discovery, his development, was the beginning of the electronic music medium in this country. An idea that you began with a sound, and you got out your sculptor's chisels and your sandpaper, and whatever other conceptual tools you like to deal with when you thought about shaping sound, and you went to work on these sounds. You filtered them, you cut the tape up, articulated them, and so on, and then you put them together into completely new kinds of music which could never have existed with just the more conventional acoustic musical instruments. The reason I'm here today is that I've found the Fairlight to be by far the most intuitively efficient and satisfying tool for manipulating sounds that I've ever used. And that includes modular synthesizers. in the area of education and experimental music, this is a resource that I can only compare to what you read about in Arabian Nights, where the reader is placed on the countryside and there's a homely opening of a cave that doesn't look like very much. It looks like something very simple. And you walk in and suddenly it opens up and all these golden trees with jeweled fruits hanging down, castles and palaces. It's literally that blinding and that spectacular when you get into this machine. I'm not going overboard now. This is a feeling I've gotten in the 6 months that I worked with the machine. There is no limit. Nothing ever converges in it. You begin to work on something, and out of that come three or four other ideas. The features that will be of interest to all musicians are the really very basic features, besides the accessibility and the versatility of the instrument. The most basic thing is it going to work, and is it going to stay working, and am I going to want to get rid of it in a year or two or not? Organization of the instrument by software is your most important guarantee that this instrument will develop with the state of the art and with the requirements of its users. This is not a machine that will go out of date this year or next year or, as far as I can see, 10 years from now. What it does is just too useful musically and too general and too versatile to be limiting in any significant way.
This tape will give you some idea as to how you can use the Fairlight. Your Fairlight distributor will be pleased to demonstrate just how simply the CMI can be used and discuss any special requirements you may have. The other side of this recording contains these same musical extracts without commentary.